Dyer's Daily.
So, now we come to the point where I feel like my radio career kind of turned a corner. Because for a long time, I was presenting stuff which, to be honest, was a bit all over the place. One minute, when I was doing music radio, I'd be playing a country song, and then I'd play an S Club 7 song, followed by Shawadi Wadi. And it kind of went with that, because you think, well, I'm kind of an off-the-wall personality, and listen to all the different kinds of music that I'm throwing at you. And then I realized, like with podcasting later on, that this industry kind of thrives on niche. You need to find your specialist area. And around 2013, a show came out called The Big Reunion, which was a bunch of acts from the 90s and early 2000s who were getting back together for a concert. And it sparked off this whole thing. And suddenly I realized that I love older music, but at that moment in time, I didn't feel like I could bring enough life experience to it that would make sense. I kind of felt like I was A, preaching to the converted, because, you know, it's an older audience who would know a lot of these songs already. And also, how can I tell them? It just didn't seem right to me. I didn't quite have my angle. So I came up with the Millennium Years, which played the hits from 95 to 95, where I could play songs that I remember charting, that I remember being on the TV, that I could attach to my own personal experience. I feel like now the extra life experience almost allows me to go back and do stuff that I wasn't around for. But at this moment in time, it was a revelation for me to be able to say, hey, I remember when S Club 7 were at the top with Bring It All Back. And it allowed me to resonate, I think, with my audience. And I did build up a small following with the Millennium Years, and I interviewed a couple of artists as well, a singer from Solid Harmony from the late 90s and Lee Brennan from 911. I mean, that was the peak for me, having these guests on the show. It was an amazing thing. People did think it was a bit weird that I was so specific, you know, 95 to 95, but to me, it just made sense, because after 05, I kind of felt like music changed a little bit, and maybe I fell out of favor with it. So I was just trying to hit that sweet spot. And luckily at that time, it worked with the listener. Would it work now? Maybe even more so.
Dyer's Daily.